A bullet is fired into a busy Kroger downtown.
It's the summer camp rush, time to sign up or get left out.
And a sure sign of spring, Buckfest is back.
5 on 5 in 5. Welcome to the first day of March and the first day of meteorological spring.
I'm down for their calendar.
But yeah, it's a start because it's cold outside right now.
It is cold. It actually is warmer than yesterday.
Yeah.
But that's not saying much because we dropped 44 degrees in a matter of hours.
Still in the 20s,
yeah.
Which, yeah, not ideal to start the morning. Here's the deal. It is, yes, I get it, still winter. So, and we don't, if it's too warm too soon in winter, that's probably not a great sign. So we got to take the good with the bad here. But things will start to warm up, kind of creep in with some chances for rain. Nothing too crazy, but just to be mindful of it. Scattered showers today, high of 48. So that's where those temperatures do start to creep up. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 55. And then we get into Sunday, partly cloudy. So that's where the sun's going to start to come out. I get a high of 69. I have so many projects on deck for Sunday.
For who?
Not me.
Right. They're going to get done. I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
They might get done because my father is in town. And
a little extra help.
He adds help and the father pressure that sometimes is just very helpful. So I'm excited. I'll report back on Monday.
I was going to say, I'm looking forward to the text on Sunday to see how things are going.
Or I'm
going to
find them both somewhere drinking a beer, and I'm going to be like, all right, well, this didn't work out in my favor. But that's okay. We'll see.
Possibly at Bockfest.
You're not wrong.
No. We'll get to Bockfest here in a little bit. So, all right, let's start with our headlines, 5 on 5 in 5. First one, definitely a scary situation happening downtown last night. Cincinnati police are still searching for a suspect after a bullet shattered a window, an entrance window, to the downtown Kroger. Officers were notified about the shooting last night around 8 by an on-site security guard. The downtown Kroger was packed with shoppers, especially around that time on a Thursday night. But thankfully, nobody was injured. We're told the bullet went through that window, hit a rack of T-shirts on the other side. Investigators are relying on security footage to find the suspects, find the people who did this, the person that did this. But the great news here, shockingly, nobody was hurt by that bullet flying through the window. Next up, going back to Blue Ash, where the suspect in a SWAT situation was in court.
That's right. So that suspect is actually now facing attempted murder charges after police say he started shooting at officers through a wall. Before serving a search warrant for 40-year-old Brian Bledsoe, officers tried to evacuate the Burchill Suites. But then during that standoff, police say Bledsoe barricaded himself inside of a hotel room and held a woman hostage despite multiple negotiation attempts. Investigators say as the SWAT team tried to arrest him, Bledsoe began then shooting at officers who were on the other side of the door. Bledsoe appeared in court on Thursday. He's facing multiple charges, including 11 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. And get this, this is the highest I've ever seen. The judge set his bond at more than $12 million.
Oh, well, we will see what comes of that case as it moves forward. Next up, it is the summer camp rush. Do not delay. If there's somewhere you want your kids to go, better get on it.
Sadly, you're probably already late for some of these camps. I was talking with a friend about it this morning as she was watching our story on WLWT. So winter often thinks like an odd time to think about those options, but a lot of the camps are already filled up. She was specifically talking about the zoo camp. She said she got on members access on the first minute it opened, and she's still 1,000th in line on the waiting list. So it is crazy out there. We've heard from parents setting their alarms to make sure they don't miss the certain signups because they're filling up so fast. We were at the Coleraine YMCA. The signups start today, like within the hour. If you're listening to this, it's 8 a.m. So like many others, Cincinnati went to a wait list soon after opening up their signups. But again, YMCA opens today. A couple others open today. And get on those wait lists. You never know. CRC still has openings. They have a lot of camps around the area. And this is a huge deal just because a lot of parents do use these as a bridge to childcare for the summer. Trying to keep those kids busy and active. So,
and everybody sane.
Everybody's sane. I have a funny story for later about that. Anyway, yes. So just make sure you're ready for it and you're getting everything organized and getting yourself prepared for even next year of when these signups are actually happening.
Yeah, I got a random email about a bunch of fencing summer camps out on the East Coast. Don't know why I got it. but multiple, like in Massachusetts and Boston, like all kinds of fencing
camps. Is that for you or your kids?
I don't know who it's for. But I was wondering why I got this summer camp email for fencing. But, you know, if somebody needs that, email me. I'll be sure to pass it along to you.
It was Temu. It stole your information.
I've never been on a Temu.
Just kidding.
Just learned what a Temu was yesterday. Right. We were talking about it in the newsroom, but a very important story to look up there on the, if you do use Temu. All right, keeping it moving here on the podcast. Five, where are we going next? Right back to Hamilton County. It is election season, Commitment 2024. If you need a little election money, you can actually participate here in your civic duty by helping out at the polls. Less than 3 weeks away from Ohio's March primary, the Hamilton County Board of Elections, and I'm sure other boards of elections in other counties, they need help. They need election officials. They need about 2,400 in Hamilton County to staff the polls. And the poll workers, you'll be getting a raise if you participate. You could earn between $225 and $275 bucks for training, for setup, and on election day. If you're interested, just head to our website, WLWT.com, to find out how to sign up, or your local board of election. Give them a call. They'll be happy to walk you through the process.
People like money.
I like money.
I like money.
That's a fact.
That I don't know if we can work as poll workers. Probably not.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah. No. I was going to say I like money, but that's why I switched to people, because I was like, I don't think I qualify.
Well, you know how election day operates around here. It's all
chaos.
Hands on deck.
Yeah.
That's true.
Way better in the mornings than the evenings.
I know. It's fun chaos. Like, we get pizza.
Yeah, hopefully they save it for us for the next morning.
Put it in the fridge, really, because it can be saved out, and that never helps.
But like, I haven't eaten pizza a day later. That's been sitting out overnight.
All right. We don't need to talk about
anywho,
your
we do have one more story. You went to college. Don't lie. All right. Our final story.
I never left pizza to get cold.
I had
That's
an iron stomach in college. Not so much anymore.
Woo. Off the rails again here. Here we go. All right. Our final story here on 5 on 5 in 5. We have a weekend full of fun. A sign of spring. Bachfest.
Bachfest. So I absolutely adore Bachfest. It's one of my favorite Cincinnati only things that I think really makes our city unique. So it's a spring drinking tradition that returns. It's the first weekend in March. It kind of times out with spring and Easter and all that fun stuff. So Bachfest Hall, there will be three of them this year, one at Moorline Lager House, another at Northern Row, and one at Rheingeist. The historic brewery district will host many of the traditions of Bachfest, including the parade, the 5K, the sausage queen crowning. There's games, there's competitions. It's also just really fun. It's like everyone kind of emerges post-winter to see each other again.
From their hibernation?
I mean, some winters, yes, you laugh, but it's
when you
a good time.
See some of the people, it does look like they possibly have been hibernating.
She's not wrong. A lot of beards. A lot of beards down there.
As there should be.
It all kicks off with the parade tonight at 6. Great event. Again, one of those things that just you look around and you're like, we live in a very cool city.
We do. And now if you need some home projects, some help or some ideas or things to do with it, I'm sure we all have a list of what we want to get done to our home. The Cincinnati Home and Garden Show is down at Duke Energy Convention Center. Tickets are $13 online, $15 at the door. Children 12 and under get in for free. That show will run through on Sunday.
Yes. And you know what? It is Fish Fry Friday.
You smell it across the city all day long.
You really can. And I love the duality of Catholic events with Bachfest promoting sausage and then fish fries being like, no meat on Fridays. But really exciting. It is going to possibly rain just a little bit. But of course, keep that WLWT radar handy on your phone, and it should be a good time.
Yes, have a fantastic weekend. Have a fantastic start to your March. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy payday for those of you who are celebrating that today, because that's always a celebration when money hits your account.
It's a big one.
Again, like you said at the top of the show, we love money. It's great.
And we have to pay rent. Right now.
And mortgages.
We were on such a high, and y'all call me the downer. Yeah. And she drops that it's rent.
It's not even our payday. I wasn't going to really deflate. Yeah. It's not our payday. So I was like,
I guess
it is my rent payday.
Yeah. They don't care what day you get paid.
No. Okay. All right. Sorry. Have a great one.
We'll see you on Monday.